It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you have on draft? Let's talk to the pros.
Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia, and today, this is it. The final mock draft of mock draft season. It's been fun. It's been a whirlwind. It's been a time of ups and downs, peaks and valleys. We've had guests. We've had our analysts. And now we're getting closer to the actual draft happening. But before we get there, we've got one more good mock in us. And we're going to go out there and make it today. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Fantasy Pros YouTube channel, because Thursday, the 27th, live at 7 p.m., we will be there. You will be there with us, and we will be hosting the NFL draft. That's right. The best second screen experience in the world, Fantasy Pros, because we're going to talk about the breakdowns of the players from fantasy, from wagering perspective, get you all ready. Hopefully Derek Brown will brush his beard and get the beard all ready too, like he does live on this show. Hopefully you do that ahead of time before that show happens. I want a perfect beard, perfectly straight, before the show begins, because this is the NFL draft, damn it. This is a time to be super professional. Before we get into today's three-round mock, and again, we're going to talk about the fantasy assets, spend time on them today, because we're doing all three rounds. Quick thing, obviously, a little trade finally happened. It only took 3 months, but Aaron Rodgers is now officially a New York Jet. Some picks have been swapped. Some things have been moved on. Mr. Packer, I got to start with you. Pat Fitzmaurice, where are the Green Bay Packers now without Aaron Rodgers?
Well, let the Jordan Love era begin. I guess they are going to find out for sure whether this dude can play or not. But before they find out whether he can play, Joe, they got to decide on his fifth-year option, which is kind of interesting. That's coming up in like a matter of days where they're going to have to make that call. So that's going to be a leap of faith. Yeah, I mean, like, either he is, has taken all this learning time behind Aaron Rodgers and made himself a good quarterback and things are going to be just fine, or he's going to be a disaster. And now they've got draft capital next year to find their quarterback, their next quarterback in the future. So really interesting. I'm a little skeptical, as one start was kind of a disaster in 2021 against the Chiefs. He's had a couple decent relief appearances, but we're going to find out.
I'm going to take some cheap shares of Christian Watson next year just for fun to see. Derek Brown, the Jets have a new quarterback. He's 40 years old. He enjoys darkness retreats and whining about things that don't go his way. There's a great opportunity here, certainly for the New York Jets, to try to get into the playoffs. What does this mean here for Garrett Wilson, for Breece Hall, and the rest of this offense now that Aaron Rodgers, arguably the best player to ever play for the Jets, is now playing for the Jets?
I think all the Garrett Wilson hype is going to go through the roof. You've already seen that in the Twitter streets. Some people are saying he's wide receiver one overall. And
that's
crazy. This, yeah. Like, I like Garrett Wilson, and do not get me wrong. I like Garrett Wilson, but the things that can hold Garrett Wilson down are an aging Aaron Rodgers, possibly. And unless the New York Jets, and I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers and Nathaniel Hackett, decide that they're going to sit here and run an offense that's not slow as hell, which they've been bottom three, bottom five in pace with that tandem leading the way, Garrett Wilson's going to struggle as far as hitting the top range of that target outcomes and his ceiling and stuff. So I like Garrett Wilson. I still probably think he's going to be a low end wide receiver one, high end two, depending on where his touchdowns go. The rest of the offense, you're picking off pieces, man. As far as the pass catchers, Breece Hall is Breece Hall. If he's healthy to start the year, the ACL is not a concern. He's a top 12, top 15 running back. And the rest of this offense outside of Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, and maybe some Aaron Rodgers exposure, you could probably miss me with that. I'm not falling on the almost hard knife.
Well, that's fair. Thor, you are the draft guru. Did the Packers get enough for the 40-year-old Rodgers?
The Packers put on a ski mask and went to the
He's not 40 yet, Joe.
Oh, okay. 39 and a half.
They gave, I mean, the Jets gave up way too much by any measure. Like, you know, you look at what they gave out this year in the draft equity, it rings up to the equivalent of the 34th pick. And then if Rodgers simply plays next year, right, the 65% of the snaps is the threshold. He gets over that, you have to give up your first rounder next year. So you're basically giving up the 34th pick and, you know, the equivalent of it in this draft and your first rounder next year, unless it's an even more disastrous outcome and Aaron Rodgers plays less than 65% of the snaps. I just wondered, did the Jets ever think to call Baltimore and see, like, would you guys take this package for Lamar Jackson?
On Monday, I said the same thing. If you're going to move all heaven and earth to get a quarterback, why not try with a guy who's got a two in front of the beginning of his age?
Like, Rodgers has a fork sticking out of his back at this point. And if you want to give up, you know, the equivalent of almost two first-round picks for that, I mean, go ahead. But, yeah, that to me, that's a really poor decision.
Oh, you guys Pat are being biting his tongue. Rodgers, man. You guys are trying to turn him 40, but while he's still 39, Thor is talking about him like he's an overcooked piece of meat. Man, you guys are being tough on AR.
Jets as a Vikings fan, I wish he was still starting for the Packers.
Well, all right, we've got to hold on. We've got a draft to do. This could go for 3 hours here. And this is why you want to join us live on Thursday again. Make sure you subscribe. Click the bell till it goes ding for notifications. Join us for the draft. Because this is pretty much what it's going to be like. It's going to be fantastic. All right, that was 5 good minutes on Aaron Rodgers. Now we move on to what really matters, the number one overall pick. The Carolina Panthers are on the clock. Pat Fitzmaurice, you're up.
Bryce Young, highest floor of any quarterback in the draft, a pretty high ceiling too, and a certain draft analyst named Thor Nystrom has comped him to Russell Wilson. I'm sure the Panthers would be pleased with that sort of outcome.
All right, number two, a lot of speculation on what's happening here. Thor, the Houston Texans, certainly things have been moving and shaking and evolving. So where do you think they evolved to when all is said and done here on Thursday?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago in my mock draft, I switched Houston in this slot to taking Will Levis. I'm going to stick with that thing. So we're going to send Levis to Houston here. You know, it's interesting, you know, just this morning on Tuesday morning as we record this, a Reddit post changed Will Levis's odds to go number one overall from plus 4,000 to plus 400 in literally 1 hour on the clock of real time. His name is Sale Agreeable 2834, has become a market influencer in the NFL draft market. I you know, you can't believe that steam, or I don't believe that steam. But I mean, like, all the steam with Levis in the top four, that is something I'm buying.
All right, so there you have it. Anybody can be an influencer now. Number three, the Arizona Cardinals. Derek Brown selected Will Anderson. Great kid, great story. That is just an easy way not to screw up a high pick. Pat, you're up next again for number four, this time the Indianapolis Colts.
CJ Stroud, I think he fits what they're looking for. And, you know, even though maybe they were connected with Will Levis, I think they're going to be pleased with him there.
All right, Seattle at number five selected Tyree Wilson, also a very high defensive player here. Thor took at five for the Seahawks. At six, Detroit and Derek Brown took Devin Witherspoon there, getting some corner help. At seven, the Las Vegas Raiders are back on the clock. Pat Fitzmaurice, we've given out a lot of quarterbacks. You want to give out another one here?
Yeah, Anthony Richardson. I think this is a good spot for them. You know, they're just going to make Jimmy Garoppolo a one-year patch, I think, if this is available to them. And, you know, a dynamic dude here. And look, I mean, Richardson, a lot of people make it out like he is super raw. He doesn't have much game experience, but I think he's definitely not technically and conceptually unskilled. And, you know, he's pretty advanced, actually, when it comes to pocket management and field generalship. So I think it's a little overblown that he is this super raw prospect. Yeah, he needs some work on his accuracy and other things. But man, a perfect 10 relative athletic score, dynamic running ability. Like, he is an exciting prospect.
Mm-hmm. He certainly is. All right. At eight, the Atlanta Falcons. There's been some rumors lately about maybe a Bijan pick, but Thor says no, pass rush, Lucas Van Ness. Then you have Chicago at 9. Derek Brown goes offensive line. Peter Skoronski off the board. Pat for the Eagles at 10 selected Jalen Carter. So that kind of fell in their lap. This was a top three talent now falling all the way to 10. They certainly need some help on the defensive side. At 11, the Tennessee Titans and Derek Brown select Paris Johnson. So getting some help there on the line. Then the Houston Texans with another pick. Thor selected Nolan Smith, the freak of nature on the defensive side. At 13, Derek Brown. We're going to let you out of your cage here for a second and talk a little football. So the Green Bay Packers, Derek Brown, what do they do with the first of this new Green Bay draft?
Well, I'm going to give my dude Christian Watson a running mate. We're going to send Jaxon Smith-Njigba, the slot master, the mastermind himself, to Green Bay. Both the Jets and the Packers have been kind of connected, at least in some rumors, to Jaxon Smith-Njigba. So this is another masterstroke by the Packers just saying, well, you know, we flip picks with you. You're not going to get him because we got him, baby. So again, if this happens, I think that I'm going to be bumping Jordan Love up in my ranks. By, I mean, he's actually
from
getting
27 to 26. Is that where he's going to go?
Probably. Yeah. It's not going to be okay. A huge jump, Joe. But the other part about this is, can we just rub a little bit of salt in the wound? I'm sorry, Pat, but Rodgers leaves and now the Packers take a first round wide receiver.
No, who's actually of course, it's a mortal lock. They're going to take a receiver in the first year without Aaron Rodgers. Yes. Like that does seem like it would be pouring a whole canister of Mortons into the wound.
All right. At 14, Pat selected Christian Gonzalez, a corner for the Patriots. So a great pick there for them. The New York Jets at 15. Now Pat selected Broderick Jones for them. And again, just a shout out to PFF because we are using their software for the draft show here. They do a great job with that. So as you see the picks unfold, shout out to them doing some great work at PFF. At number 16 here, the Washington Commanders on the clock. Thor selected Joey Porter Jr. So a little help on the defensive side there for Washington. At number 17, the Pittsburgh Steelers and Pat select Darnell Wright. Then at 18, Derek Brown, we're going to go back to you here. Detroit's got a few picks here. They just selected at 6. Now they're going to pick again here at 18. What do they do?
So now with the Jameson Williams suspension coming down, he's going to miss the first 6 games. You're looking at a depth chart outside of Amon-Ra St. Brown that's really unproven as far as pass catchers. So with these starting tight ends only bringing Brock Wright, Shane Zylstra, James Mitchell, and Derek Deese. Yes, that's a real name, real NFL player. We're going to send Michael Mayer to Detroit. He's going to be the 3-down all-world tight end for the Detroit Lions. Going to help out with their run game as well in the passing game. Michael Mayer to the Lions.
All right, so Mayer to the Lions at 18. At 19, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Pats select Miles Murphy. Then at 20, Seattle with another one of their many picks in the first few rounds of the draft. Thor gives them Osiris Torrance. Thor, that puts you on the clock again at number 21 for the Los Angeles Chargers. What do they do? Wide receiver?
Yeah, the Chargers have taken Jordan Addison here. They could use a tight end, and they could badly use an outside receiver. We're just connecting some dots here with the Chargers and Addison. One of Addison's position coaches from college coaches on the Chargers staff now, and Addison was the only receiver in the consensus top 4 in this class that took a visit to the Chargers, one of the 30 guys they could bring in. So just connecting the dots here with that one.
Okay, so connecting the dots, and the picture is another wide receiver for the Chargers. Baltimore 22, Pat gave them Deontay Banks. Then Thor, your Minnesota Vikings at 23, you're on the clock.
Yeah, we're going to take Quentin Johnson for the Vikings here, a guy who would be a really good compliment on the other side from Justin Jefferson. We've talked all spring about how the Vikings have to bring in someone on the other side from Justin Jefferson to disincentivize defenses from bracketing and double teaming Jefferson every single snap. Quentin Johnson would certainly do that. He can pop the top. So defense would have to make a decision or open up a whole bunch of intermediate space for TJ Hockenson and the new signing Josh Oliver.
24, the Jacksonville Jaguars and Derek Brown select Brian Branch, then Pat with the Giants at 25, Emmanuel Forbes. I'll tell you that 25 pick, it seems like every time we do this draft, it's something different. I hope the Giants have a plan because nobody seems to know what it might be. At 26, the Dallas Cowboys, Derek Brown, you are up next. What do the Cowboys do?
Well, I'm going to give Dak Prescott another weapon on the outside. We're going to send Zay Flowers to the Dallas Cowboys. Brandon Cooks is not getting any younger. Gallup is Jag. I mean, come on. This is an easy, easy fit. So you're going to give Dak, CeeDee Lamb, and Zay Flowers to continue to toss passes to for the next few seasons.
Okay. At 27, Derek Brown, you get to pick for the Buffalo Bills. And there is a big running back still sitting out there on the board. You gonna take him?
Yeah, he fell in this draft. I don't think that Bijan Robinson makes it this far in the draft, probably, in the NFL, but he did in this one, baby. So yeah, let's have some fun. Bijan Robinson is going to Buffalo, the big man in the backfield. So bye-bye any hope for Damian Harris in your best ball drafts right now. James Cook in Dynasty, poof. Both of their stocks just got vaporized. Bijan Robinson would absolutely crush top three, top five upside in the Buffalo Bills offense.
I can't disagree. And the one thing they need, especially in January in those playoff games, is they need to run the football, and they have not been able to do that. Thor at 28 for the Cincinnati Bengals. You are up next. What do the Bengals do here?
What a scenario this would be for the Bengals, a team that desperately needs a tight end. Their top two on their depth chart are discards from other team, Irv Smith and Devin Asiasi, two busts from other teams that they didn't want back. Now Dalton Kincaid just falls into your lap. Easily the best receiving tight end in this class. Joe Burrow would run this card in for the Bengals. We're going to send the Utah tight end to Cincinnati.
I love it. You're right. It does fall right in their lap at 28. New Orleans at 29. Brian Brisset. Derek Brown makes that selection for the Saints. Then at 30, the Eagles and Pat select Will McDonald. And then at 31, the Kansas City Chiefs wrap things up here. Thor gives them Anton Harrison. There's a name we have not seen to the Chiefs yet. So there's another fun situation there. Before we get to the next round here, round number two, we've got a lot more going on here for you at Fantasy Pros, and we want you to join us for the Fantasy Pros Championship, FFPC's Fantasy Pros Championship, and you get a chance to win $6 million in total prizes. Not all of them, but the $1 million grand prize could certainly be yours. Free Fantasy Pros and Betting Pros subscriptions are also up for grabs as well, and you can sign up right now at fantasypros.com/championship and use that promo code Fantasy Pros to save $25 off your entry. And if you enter before June 1st and you draft before June 15th, you get an extra $35 early bird credit. Thor loves the early bird credit. He loves it. He can't get enough of it. He gets that prime rib. I told you he gets the early bird. Erickson loves it too. In each 12-team league, you'll navigate a 12-week regular season, weekly waivers, lineup decisions, no trading though, not allowed. And the top two seeds in each league move on and become playoff advancers, and they will play in the championship round to compete for that $1 million prize. So if you think you've got what it takes, don't miss out. Run. Don't walk. Run right now, or just open up your computer browser or your phone and go to fantasypros.com/championship and use the promo code FantasyPros, one word, FantasyPros, to get $25 off your first entry. Good luck. We're all counting on you. Let's get to the second round here, gentlemen, and let's start at the top here with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Pat. Kelly Ringo goes next here for the Steelers. Thor at 33 selects for the Houston Texans, Julius Brents. Then Steve Avila for the Arizona Cardinals at 34. Derek Brown making that pick. Pat then for the Colts at 35 selects Darius Rush. At 36, the Rams and Thor select Cody Mock. I'm just so happy that Thor got to take Cody Mock in this draft the last time. One more time for good measure. John Michael Schmitz also goes next at 37 to the Seahawks. Really good value there for John Michael Schmitz, who we've seen go in the first round of some of these mocks. Las Vegas Raiders at 38. Pat selects Mazi Smith. Then at 39, the Carolina Panthers and Pat again. Felix Anaduke Uzoma goes next. Then at 40, the New Orleans Saints and Derek Brown. Adamawiwa Adebawore. I love that you put those two names back to back to me. I will be having a meeting with you after this show. At 41, the Tennessee Titans. Go ahead, Derek Brown. You're up next with the pick for the Titans. They certainly have a lot of holes. What do they plug up first?
So I can honestly say that I chuckled whenever we were doing this draft and both of those players went back.
I
figured it was going to be a good time on the show.
They had a three-way a couple weeks ago in a row with a few names that it was just really unfair. So that one wasn't as bad, but here we go. Let's go. Tennessee Titans, you're on the clock. Hurry up before you get skipped.
Well, this one is an easier pick, easier name to say. Hendon Hooker is going to go to Tennessee. Tennessee had a local meeting with Hooker during the draft process. Tannehill was going to be gone after this season. They didn't get in on the quarterback rush in the first round, but with taking Paris Johnson, giving some blocking help there, Hendon Hooker is going to be the future, both short and long term, for the Tennessee Titans.
Okay, so Hendon Hooker at 41. At 42, it's the Green Bay Packers and Joe Tippmann. Derek Brown gives them that pick. Then Derek Brown going on a spree here. He's got like five picks in a row. The New York Jets at 43, taking Jack Campbell, one of Thor's favorite guys there, the linebacker. Then at 44, the Atlanta Falcons are up next. Thor selects Cam Smith for Atlanta at 44. At 45, Pat, the Packers are up. What do you give them?
Going to give them a tight end since they're at the top of the depth chart right now. They currently have Josiah DeGuara. So we're going to give them Darnell Washington, who, you know, some people thought could maybe be a first rounder after he went in and just broke the combine, like, you know, moving blocking sleds around like a UPS delivery man. And, you know, like amazing sprint speed for a dude who's like 6'7 and 270. So I think he comps a little bit to Mercedes Lewis, kind of a blocking tight end first. But like back in the day, Mercedes Lewis was a useful pass catcher, too. I guess Darnell Washington might be sliding a little bit. There's some concerns about the medicals with him, maybe an old foot injury that has some people scared. But I think in the mid second round, that's some pretty nice value for the Packers.
OK, as we continue on, don't forget, everybody, if you want more information, we're the place for it. FantasyPros.com/draft guide. That's where you go, because the draft guide is up there. It's live. It's free. All the player profiles, the prospect mocks that we've done, the big boards, the prop bets. Look, we're getting real close here now. So if you haven't checked it out, go check it out again. FantasyPros.com/draft guide. It's free. And of course, if you're premium at Fantasy Pros, you get access to all the extra bells and whistles, like the precision rankings and our Discord and all that stuff. By the way, on Discord night two, Derek Brown, D-Bro, you're going to have Bogman, you're going to have Pat. Everybody's going to be talking NFL draft on Discord. So join that, fantasypros.com/chat, and get your draft guide, fantasypros.com/draft guide. Continuing on with round two, we have the New England Patriots at 46, taking Matthew Bergeron at 47. Thor selects DeJuan Jones for the Washington Commanders. At 48, the Detroit Lions and Derek Brown take Kalijah Kancey at 48. At 49, the Pittsburgh Steelers with their second pick in this round, Keanu Benton, Pat gives them. Then Tampa at 50 selects DJ Turner. At 51, Derek Brown, you have the Miami Dolphins on the clock. So what do the Dolphins do?
Some people could be sad that this name has slid down the board, but this is a heavenly fit for Jahmyr Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to head to South Beach. Raheem Mostert and El Jefe are on puffed up 1-year deals. So while this backfield might look muddy and worrisome, Jahmyr Gibbs could be a great value this year. I know I've talked about, you know, size concerns with him, but the long speed, the pass game chops are absolutely there. Tua could check down to him for days. He could be the bell cow in this backfield, or at least the 65% guy for the snaps. This would give him an amazing floor and ceiling in fantasy, and it's an awesome fit for his running style.
If this happens and Tua plays the entire season healthy, this guy's going to finish as an RB1. Just tell me right now. Right now, the way that offense is built, he is built for a guy like this. Next up here at 52, Thor, it is the Seattle Seahawks with one of many picks. So what are you going to give him this time around?
Yeah, the Seahawks, we plugged a lot of their other holes with the other picks. They still need another wide receiver to complement DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. A couple of years ago, they shot a shot around here on Dwayne Eskridge. It doesn't look like that thing's going to work out. So they're going to fire another bullet in that direction and take Jalen Hyatt, the Tennessee speedster, who I'm a little bit lower on for contextual reasons I won't get into right now. But he is going to go in the second round on Friday night. So Seattle would be a good fit for him.
Do premium subscribers get access to your contextual issues?
They do, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to know if it happens here. All right, let's move on here to the next one at 53, the Chicago Bears and Derek Brown select Keon White. Then Thor up next again at 54 for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, the Chargers might be sniffing around a running back on day two if they don't feel good about the Austin Eckler situation. And so Zach Charbonnet here would be an awesome fit, I think, for L.A. They keep him in town. He's just going to move over a little bit from Westwood or whatever. And if Austin Eckler ends up getting traded, he is your day one bell cow next year that you can give heavy usage to.
Love that. All right, Detroit at 55. Derek Brown selects Drew Sanders. Then at 56, the Jags and Derek Brown select Clark Phillips at 57. Pat, what do the Giants do here?
Well, they've got a bunch of smaller slot receivers, Sterling Shepard, Paris Campbell, Jamison Crowder, a bunch of garden gnome sized dudes. On the outside, the starters right now are projected to be Isaiah Hodgins and Darius Slayton. They could use another outside receiver. So I'm going to give them Jalen Hyatt's college teammate, Cedric Tillman, 6'3". Big play guy. I think he has had, 16 catches that went for 25 or more yards over the last two seasons. And some people think he's a better prospect than Hyatt. And I would include myself in that group.
Yeah, there's a lot of buzz around Cedric Tillman right now. I've heard a lot of teams that are in on him and think that he might be a good impact wide receiver at the NFL level. At 58, the Dallas Cowboys and Derek Brown select Trenton Simpson. Good value there. At 59, the Buffalo Bills take Gervin Dexter. There's a name now we finally got on the board here we haven't talked about too much. At 60, the Cincinnati Bengals and Thor select Isaiah Foskey. And then here we go at 61, Chicago takes Tuli Peludo. Then at 62, the Philadelphia Eagles select Antonio Johnson. To finish out round two, the Kansas City Chiefs and Thor selects Derek Hall. So there you go. That is round two of our final mock draft. But we've got so much more because we've got round three right here. The Chicago Bears, 64, Derek Brown, start us off right. What do you got?
So I think this draft has unfolded quite similar to the way that I think the NFL draft is going to unfold. A lot of skill guys getting pushed down the board by corners, offensive linemen, edge, all these other type of defensive positions. For this first pick of the third round, I'm going to go with a guy, and this is talking about where I think the team could go, not necessarily where I would go. A player I've been lower on, but consensus and people love him, is Jonathan Mingo. And this is not me hating on Jonathan Mingo, but he also fits the way that the Bears draft. He is athletic as all get out. He tested out of the gym. And we're talking about a guy that was 6'1", 220. He had 62 percentile 40, 89 percentile vertical jump. So I think that he is going to fit, be able to play the outside, offer this team some depth, because we know that Chase Claypool could be moving on. They could be shifting around pieces, and Mingo could be a starter for them, if not this coming season, definitely walking into 2024.
Chase Claypool moving on. Didn't they just get him? Didn't they just give up a ridiculous draft capital for him? That's a show for another time. 65, the Houston Texans and Thor selects BJ Ojulari. Then at 66, the Arizona Cardinals and Derek Brown select Jordan Battle. Denver at 67, Pat gives Yaya Diaby. And then at 68, the Denver Broncos on the clock again. This time, Pat, with the back-to-back, what do they do at 68?
They take lightning fast Devon Achane of Texas A&M, who is a nice complement to Javonte Williams and Samaje Perine. I think he gives them a little bit something different in that backfield. And, you know, if Javonte is not ready to handle a substantial workload after his torn ACL last year, Achane could certainly pitch in. I don't think he's ever going to be a heavy duty runner, but man, this dude is just electric. Like, he ran a 4.32 at the combine. I was actually a little disappointed. I thought it was going to be a 4.2 something. And, you know, like, he's for a smaller back, like, he is really tough, actually. And Texas A&M used him more in between the tackles than was probably wise, but he can do it, man. He's got good contact balance, and you're also going to get an explosive kick returner here. So Denver, I think, would be pretty lucky to get Devon Achane in the third.
Derek Brown, who do the Rams take at 69?
We're staring at a depth chart that not only does not have a backup quarterback, does not have a long snapper, kickers, any of that stuff. The Rams do address the need in this one, considering when you're looking at the starting trio of their wide receivers, okay, it's Cooper Kupp, Van Jefferson, not too great. But then you're looking at Ben Skoronski or Tutu Atwell. Ugh, no. We're going to give Marvin Mims to start on the outside. He could stretch the field. Broke out at an early age, 96th percentile college breakout age, and two of his last three seasons, he's been top 24 in yards per route run. I think he could be a sleeper in this year's draft class and could be a starter week one for the Rams.
Tyreek Stevenson goes next at 70. Pat gives the Raiders Stevenson. Then at 71, Debro, back to you for the New Orleans Saints.
This man is not going to leave Louisiana. No way it's going to happen, man. He went to Tulane. He's going to stay in New Orleans. Let's give Tajay Spears to my Saints. Kamara's suspension is still hanging in the wind. We don't know how long he's going to be out. They could cut him as early as next season, save about $2 million against the cap. Tajay Spears would be a fantastic complement in this backfield to Jamal Williams, who's on a good two-year deal. So you're looking at that could be the tandem moving forward for New Orleans.
Staying with Derek Brown for the 72nd pick, the Tennessee Titans.
Titans need some receivers. Like, outside of Treylon Burks and Chig, there's nobody. I mean, we're not talking about Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. No Kyle Phillips. I'm sorry, Dynasty hopefuls. He's not going to be a thing. Let's send Josh Downs to Tennessee. I think we could see a little bit more 11 personnel under new OC Tim Kelly. If that happens, Josh Downs could be a fantastic target earner in year one.
Thor, who could be fantastic for the Texans at 73?
Well, we know that the Texans need pass catching options, but in this, you know, draft class itself, the receiver class is not very good. And in this exercise specifically, one of the best receiving tight ends, in fact, the guy that I think is the second best pure receiver in this tight end class, has fallen down to Houston. We're going to send them Sammy Ballgame, Sam Laporta, the tight end from Iowa, who, like, I think he's going to go in the second round. And there's been a lot of steam around that. Peter Schrager reported yesterday on NFL Network that a lot of teams have Sam Laporta above Darnell Washington on their board. So I think people are going to be surprised out there how high Laporta goes. But if you were to fall down to Houston here, you can play him with Dalton Schultz. I mean, certainly the Texans don't have like the slot receiver spot earmark because of how little talent they have in the receiver room. So they could play a lot of 12 personnel here. Coaching staff coming over from San Francisco, they're used to having those bigger guys out there be more multiple as an offense. This one would make a lot of sense.
Then at 74, the Cleveland Browns select Siaki Ika, followed by at 75, the Atlanta Falcons and Thor taking Sidney Brown. New England Patriots at 76, Pat gives them Nick Herbig, and then Derek Brown with the Rams for pick number 77. Back to you.
Okay, I know people are going to hate this pick, but it makes a lot of sense. Kendre Miller could be heading to Los Angeles, and this is not, I'm thinking, like, this is not Cam Akers' shade, but Cam Akers is an unrestricted free agent after this year. So is this a team that, with the way that their books are right now, wants to throw a contract at Cam Akers after the season, even if he goes and balls out? I doubt that happens. So this is a team already looking towards next year. Plus, guys, we're looking at a depth chart. Behind Akers, you got what? Kyren Williams, Ronnie Rivers? No, you can't depend on those guys for anything. So yes, Kendre Miller to the Rams.
At 78, the Packers and Pat Fitzmaurice selects Jamie Robinson. Then back to Pat again for number 79 in the Indianapolis Colts, now on the clock again.
Let's give the Colts a receiver here. Let's give them Rashee Rice of SMU. Downfield playmaker. He had 18 catches last season on balls that traveled 20 or more air yards. Really, really good at contested catches and winning balls in the air. So I like Rashee Rice as a fit for the Colts.
Okay, next with Pittsburgh Steelers at 80, Pat selects Henry Tuotuo. Then D-Bro at 81, another pick for the Detroit Lions. D, what do they take this time?
Receiver help, man. Going to give him A.T. Perry. He's an ex-receiver. He can play the outside. Jameson Williams going to miss some time. But even outside of that, they need to add wide receivers to this offense. I mean, past Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams, the depth chart was thin anyway. A.T. Perry could play inside. He could play outside. He's going to be a good fit for what the Lions want to do.
At 82, Pat gives the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Tyler Steen, then the edge rusher Byron Young Thor gives to the Seattle Seahawks at 83. That puts the Miami Dolphins on the clock. Derek Brown, that's you at pick number 84.
Continuing to add to this offense, baby, we're going to send Tucker Kraft, who I think was one of the best value tight ends in this draft. My comp for him is Dallas Goedert. He could block. He could be a fantastic asset in the passing game. The dude is built like a brick house. He can break tackles. I would love this fit for Tucker Kraft going to South Beach.
So many tight ends in this draft. At 85, the Chargers are up next, Thor. What do they do here?
With the Chargers, you know, the first pick we had given them, Jordan Addison, they still need that tight end. The offensive coordinator that they brought in, Kellen Moore, likes to do the multiple tight end thing. They need at least one more to get that idea off the ground. Luke Musgrave is a guy that we know that the NFL likes more than the media. A little bit lower on my rankings, a little bit lower on D-Bro's rankings. But if he were to get into the third round, I think this would be a pretty easy decision for Los Angeles. You've gone from having a bad receiving core and a tight end room that needs another body to addressing both those issues on Thursday and Friday night.
At 86, the Baltimore Ravens are up next. Pat, what do you want to give them?
I want to give them, even though they just signed Odell Beckham, I want to give them another LSU wide receiver. Let's give them Kayshon Booty. And man, this guy is highly polarizing, but he was electric when he first got to Baton Rouge. You know, in his freshman year, his last game was a 308-yard performance against Ole Miss. And man, like I just think that if the Ravens get that early version of Kayshon Booty, like he could be a steal in the third round. And he could possibly slide to day three in this draft, but I think he's worth like a middle round three pick.
I'm just excited that we got to hear Pat say Booty on the show twice. 87, the Minnesota Vikings and Thor select Zach Pickens. Then back to Derek Brown for pick number 88, the Jacksonville Jaguars. D-Bro, you're on the clock.
I'm going to give us some backfield help. We got Jamichael Hasty, D'Ernest Johnson are really the guys behind Travis Etienne. I don't think that either one of them are the long-term answer to helping this backfield. I'm going to give them Dwayne McBride. McBride is a guy that I think could easily go in the third round of the NFL draft. He pops on so many different things, and pass game is not one of those, but tackle breaking, this guy has been top 12 in yards after contact per attempt, breakaway run rate, and PFF elusive rating in each of the last two seasons. This might scare people in Dynasty with Travis Etienne or even redraft. I don't think that really like pushes the needle down for Travis Etienne, but definitely a talented player for Jacksonville. And if anything happened to Etienne, Dwayne McBride could become one of these premium handcuffs that we're drafting walking into redraft season.
Pat up next at 89 for the Giants. He gave them Luke Weipler. Then Derek Brown, back to you again for pick number 90, and that's the Dallas Cowboys.
We keep talking about the Dallas Cowboys possibly adding size to this backfield. Tony Pollard is on a one-year deal. I'm going to give them the guy that has size. He is going to get out of the shadow of Bijan Robinson. Staying in Texas, baby. Roschon Johnson is heading to the Cowboys. The early down compliment to Tony Pollard. It could be the full-time bell cow walking into his second season.
That's fun. You don't get Bijan early, but you do get Roschon in the third round. Interesting value there. Buffalo Bills at 91. D-Bro, that's you again.
We're going to go with one of Thor's must-have love list guys. We're going to talk about it. And I'm not going to say that I wasn't swayed watching this guy get open at will in Mobile. We're going to give him Tank Dell, a guy that can play the outside, play the inside. He can also stretch the field. He was 11th in passer rating when targeted 20-plus yards down the field in 2022. This is a guy that can get open all parts of quadrants. He's a triple threat. I would love this fit. Tank Dell going to Buffalo.
Garrett Williams at 92 goes to the Bengals via Thor. And then at 93, the Carolina Panthers and Pat Fitzmaurice are back on the clock.
All right. These guys like Tank Dell. I prefer a different small speed receiver. The Colts need some receiving help. Let's give them Tyler Scott. And man, this dude can fly. So I think he's sort of the compliment they need. I don't know how much they're going to get out of Adam Thielen. Terrace Marshall is still sort of a question mark. They need some additional help on the outside. And, Tyler Scott, I think, was basically playing X receiver for Cincinnati last year.
All right. That puts you back again on the clock at 94 for the Philadelphia Eagles, Pat.
Tank Bigsby. They do need running back help with, they didn't get Bijan Robinson. They didn't get Jahmyr Gibbs. So they need to add someone behind Kenneth Gainwell and the oft-injured Rashad Penny. So let's give them Tank Bigsby, who is, in fact, a tank. He led Auburn in rushing all three of his seasons there. I think he would make a nice fit with the Eagles.
All right, Thor, you're up next for Israel Abanaconda. I wanted to say it for you just in case for the Kansas
Appreciate
City
that,
Chiefs.
Joe.
You're welcome. So go ahead. Let's talk about Izzy.
Yeah, I think that the Chiefs could be looking in the middle rounds, be looking for a complimentary back for their find at the very end of the seventh round last year, Isaiah Pacheco. Abanaconda would make a lot of sense as the platoon guy for that. We know the Chiefs like their explosive running backs, and few tested more explosive at an over threshold size than Abanaconda. 216 pounds he weighed in during the pre-draft process. Ends up putting up a 9.63 RAS. He had to defer those tests to his pro day, but lit it up once he got on the track. 4.45 40. Both of his jumps were 96 percentile or above. Would make a lot of sense and fit with the Chiefs ethos.
Okay, let's go to number 96 here, the Arizona Cardinals, Derek Brown. The pick is yours.
So this is kind of up in the air right now. I'm going to give them Sean Tucker. I know he's got some health concerns sitting out of the wind, but he's also got workout coming up before the NFL draft. If he blows that out, I think that he could end up in the third round in this. James Conner can be cut next year, save $5.4 million against the cap. Sean Tucker could be their early down guy walking into next season.
At 97, the Washington Commanders and Thor select DeMarvion Overshown. Then Thor again with the Cleveland Browns at 98 selects Jalen Duncan. Zach Harrison goes next at 99 to the San Francisco 49ers via Pat, who's going to close out this draft. All Pat picks here. Let's go. So then at 100, Las Vegas, Pat gives them Blake Freeland. Then at 101, San Francisco, one of two picks in a row here. They take Cameron Mitchell. So Pat, you've got Harrison, you've got Mitchell to the 49ers. Close us out, 102, the last pick of round three, which also belongs to the 49ers.
Let's give the 49ers a receiver to finish things up. Let's give them Jaden Reed of Michigan State. Versatile, can play multiple wide receiver spots, as well as providing some help on return duty, both kicks and punts. So that wraps round three.
There it is. That's three rounds of the mock draft. I'm sure every single one of these picks that we've given will be exactly 100% correct on Thursday and Friday. I have zero concerns about that whatsoever, but hopefully some of them will be. I'm sure more than most. And regardless, it's going to be a really fun NFL draft. It always is. It's always live. In the last couple of years, we've seen a lot of movement. My goodness, last year, Friday night, night two, I could not even keep track of all the trades we were doing. But we've got you all set up. So don't worry. We're going to take you through, hold your hand, and spend the draft together over at Fantasy Pros. So if you haven't already, again, subscribe to Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. Click that little bell till it goes ding and join us live for the NFL Draft, 7 p.m. Eastern this Thursday, the 27th of April. We're going to be talking about the breakdowns for all the picks, all the players, all the fantasy stuff you can handle. We'll talk some wagering as well. And don't forget, on Friday, we've got our good friend Scott Bogman. We've got Pat Fitzmaurice. We've got Thor. We've got D-Bro all talking NFL Draft on our Discord at fantasypros.com/chat for night two. Go join that. It's free to join. Premium subscribers get a whole lot more action there. They also get a whole lot more action into our draft guide. But if you want the free version, head over to fantasypros.com and go to fantasypros.com/draft guide to check that out as well. And don't forget, we want you to win $1 million because it's a beautiful time to be alive here over at Fantasy Pros. Join the Fantasy Pros Championship FFPC style. Enter today at fantasypros.com/championship and use that promo code FantasyPros for $25 off your entry. Happy drafting, everybody. That'll do it for us. But the story of the draft goes on. For Pat and Thor and Derek Brown, I'm Joey P. We'll see you Thursday, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.